The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh will today begin a two-day visit to Northern Ireland. It's the Queen's first public engagement since the EU referendum, when a majority of people in Northern Ireland voted to remain. The Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, has said the result has strengthened the case for a border poll on the reunification of Ireland. Our royal correspondent, Peter Hunt, reports.
In Northern Ireland, the Queen will be seen but not heard on the dominant issue of the day. The renewed talk of a border poll leading to a united Ireland and the possibility of a second independence referendum in Scotland have the potential to threaten the unity of a kingdom its 90-year-old head of state holds very dear. Her silence thus far is in contrast to her response to the outcome of the Scottish referendum when she urged people to unite in a spirit of mutual respect and support. Buckingham Palace said last week's poll had been a matter for the British people to decide. Officials are keen to stress there's a difference between the definitive answer provided in 2014 in Scotland and the current ongoing and tumultuous process.